1, 2, 1, 2, 3. It's Bleed Help checking in, man, aka Calvin Lewis, BKA, call me what you want, just don't call the people. And you know how I do it, goddamn me, I get straight fucking to it. I ain't got no time to play around with y'all. But today, I just want to say congratulations. Congrats to everybody who heard this right now, everybody who listened to my shit, man. Congratulations, you made it through 2020. And that right there alone, I'm talking about, that alone is an accomplishment itself. This year alone, I've known personally at least 5 or 6 people who passed away, who transcended over to their new life. You know what I'm saying? And for me, it's like to really experience that, man. It's really heartbreaking, but in the same sense, it's a blessing to really get through it. We got through 2020, man. 2020, y'all all know, brought us a lot of crazy shit. I'm talking about from the C virus to lockdowns to vaccines to food shortage and coin shortage, and I'm talking about everything in the world. We went through shit this year that we would have never imagined going through. But the thing is, you made it. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. You made it to a new year, man. 2021. I haven't seen too many people online saying, you know, 2021, this is my year, this is my year. Yeah, because now we live in a very uncertain times. It's very uncertain. So it's like, Ain't nobody really saying this that year, because we don't know what's there to come. But all I know is it's gonna be more crazy shit happening. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be more. I believe in more lockdowns is gonna happen. You know, it's gonna be a whole new world. They taking away the cash currency. Now everything is going to move into a digital currency. So it's like the things that we used to know about life no longer exist. Concerts, basketball games, football games. I'm talking about just being a normal person. No longer exist anymore. But the thing is, you have to adapt. You have to be grateful for the things that you do have right now. You have to be grateful for the people that's in your life. You know what I'm saying? And you have to always give back and give thanks, because you made it to a whole new year, man. Honestly, 2020 went, I'm talking about 2020 went by in a snap of a finger. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about literally snap of a finger. 2020 is out the way. That's because majority of 2020, we were shut down. Nobody been working. A lot of people lost their jobs. People lost their houses. A lot of people couldn't afford to pay bills. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, moving into 2021, we have to really be more aware. We have to now we know what the fuck they can do to us. We have to really take a step back and focus and zone in on our family, on our health. You know, on the people that love us and the people that we love. Because it's like, tomorrow is not promised. Tonight is not promised. The next hour is not promised. You know what I'm saying? So just please be advised and please be aware of what's really going on in the world, and stop being fucking sheeps. Because the shit that they put us through in 2020, I can only imagine what they're going to put us through in 2021. That's what I'm saying. Right now is the time to really come together as people, as equals. You know what I'm saying? Realize that everybody is equal. I feel like the whole celebrity bullshit should be thrown out the window. 2020 showed us that celebrities does not matter. Nobody was giving thanks to the celebrities. People were giving thanks to the frontline workers. People were giving thanks to the nurses. People were giving thanks to the store workers. People were giving thanks to the people who were putting their life in danger to help out other people. No celebrity, no basketball player, no actor, no football player was doing that. We wasn't thanking no celebrities in this time. So that should go, to show you that these people mean absolutely nothing to our society. They only here to distract us. They only here to make us envy them. But in the long run, it's going to fuck us over like it did. Because when the whole world got shut down, they seen for themselves. We can't go on tour. We can't do this. We can't do that. Yeah, now you us. Now you equal to us. That goes to show you that it never meant anything from the beginning. We just place value into that. We just put people on the pedestal because of the media. They want us to idolize these people so that we can be distracted and not love our life, not love the things that we have in our life, not love our family members, not love our parents, not look up to our parents. Your role model shouldn't be somebody you see on TV because you have no idea who the fuck they are. Your role model should be your parents, should be your mama, your daddy, should be your uncle, your auntie, your grandma, your granddaddy. It should be people in your life that makes a positive and a great impact onto your life. Those should be the people that you look up to. Those people that you should idolize. Not these fucking celebrities, because they don't know you, they don't give a fuck about you, and they ain't gonna never help your ass out. You dig what I'm saying? And it's like, how the fuck can a certain type of a small group of people be better than this large group of people? How? Because you got more houses, you got more cars than me, you got more followers than me. That's dumb. That's fucked up. So, you know, we were always kind of set up from the beginning to really go down the rabbit hole. You know what I'm saying? To really go down the shit end of the stick, to get the shit in the end of the stick. But man, you made it, man. It's a new fucking year. It's 2021. I want to encourage everybody to, man, to just keep going. Love the people that's in your life. Love your mama, your daddy. Love the people that love you, man. Give back, man. Give thanks. Be grateful, because it's like you made it to a whole new year, man. We blessed for real. You gotta think about that, bro. We are fucking blessed to make it through 2020. You a beast. If you made it through 2020, you are a fucking beast. You hear me? So it's like, just continue, man, to give thanks, to be grateful. Realize what you have and realize, be grateful for the things that you do have in your life, not the things that you don't have in your life. Because if you do, you will never be happy. You'll never be satisfied. Give thanks, be grateful for the things that you have now, man. Because we in a whole new year. No telling what the fuck they're going to do in this new year. But I just want to encourage everybody to just stay safe, man. Stay prayed up, not laid up. You know what I'm saying? And to always, always stock up on your shit. Stock up on your food. Stock up on your tissue. Buy everything that you couldn't buy. Remember when everybody got shut down, we had to sit in the fucking house for six, 7 months. Remember the things that you couldn't buy from the store. Remember how hard it was to get tissue and get water and shit. Get that shit now, man, because I just found out it's a whole new strand, you know? It's a whole new strand they just found in California and Colorado and some other places in the world, but in Florida as well. So it's like, this shit gonna get real, bro. 2021 is gonna be way more real than what it was in 2020. So just get prepared, man. But just thank God that you made it to another year. We got through this shit together, man. And I just wanna thank everybody who listened to me. Thank y'all, man. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all for real. And it's like, man, just stay focused. Keep your head on the swivel. You know, love the people that love you, man. Love your life, not others. You dig what I'm saying? Because this life is not for us. This shit was not set up for us. It was not set up for us, man. And we made it through another year, bro. That's an accomplishment itself. I want to just say, give yourself a fucking round of applause, man. Because it's like, if you made it through 2020, man, you a beast, bro. You're a fucking beast. I know. Like I said, personally, I know 5 or 6 people who died last year, 2020. You know what I'm saying? And they were close deaths. All of them were very close deaths to me. And it's like, man, it just went to show me that this life shit is short, man. So love the people that's in your life, man. Love yourself. Love your life, not others, man. You know what I'm saying? You made it through it. God blessed you. God blessed all of us. Even the people that passed away, God still blessed them, because this life is not for us anyway. Y'all have to realize this shit. This life is not for us. So have as much fun as possible. You know what I'm saying? And give back as much possible and just be grateful. You know, just be grateful for the thing that you have in your life. And I feel like that you'll be way more happier if you do that. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, man, I love y'all who love me. Bleed, help out. You did.